staying with us for the 3 hours. Thanks for sharing your Friday night with us. Thank you for sharing your time with us. Thank you for your belief and your trust in us. This is a difficult topic. This whole thing is just a difficult situation. The news that began early this morning, which you know, I'm going to say you're going to be hard pressed to find Sunday night. It's going to be like gone Sunday night, right? Except in the memories of those who watched InfoWars today or who watched this program and listened to this program. And there's a reason for it. It's because people don't like to talk about this stuff in polite company. People want to shut their eyes and pretend this stuff doesn't exist. People don't want to hear about the Lolita Express. People don't want to hear about the child sex trafficking. People don't want to hear that their hero, Bill and Hillary Clinton, heroes, plural, Bill and Hillary Clinton are involved in sex trafficking or pedophilia or perhaps, allegedly, okay, ostensibly, perhaps. I don't know. How do I have to couch this so I don't get sued, right? Christians especially, you know, walking around in their bare feet in some starlit garden somewhere, oatmeal drilling down their chins, looking up, going, hey, hey, hey. You know, it just, to me, reeks of not stepping up, not disclosing what we know, not defending the faith, and all of this. It is so important, I believe, that we address this, we expose this, we expose the matters of darkness, and we are going to get blowback. We're already seeing the management, BuzzFeed, saying, oh, hey, see, this is an anatomy of this conspiracy theory. And of course, how many times can Hillary Clinton laugh and say, I don't have time for their conspiracy theories. Yeah, well, here they are, Lolita Express. Here are the emails, Podesta. The information, and Kallstrom, the assistant director of the FBI, former assistant director of the FBI, coming on a mainstream program saying, and, you know, talking about the salacious, again, I'll just say this again. He was on for a few minutes, but he said, he calls it salacious information that's coming out. It's supposed to be blockbuster. Now he knows what's going on here. But all of this together. So what we did tonight was we cleared the slate with everyone tonight because this news broke early in the morning. Contacts were made. I needed to find out precisely everything I could find out from my contact, my contact is my contact, and he was disgusted. He was disgusted about this, and frankly, I don't know how much more of this is going to come out. How much more needs to come out? The references to that Laura Silsby, which, you know, look, I don't know the entire story on this, except there's a whole lot of print, whole lot of interest of this woman who went to Haiti after the earthquake and rescued children to take them to Puerto Rico, but stopped at the Haiti-Puerto Rican or Dominican border. 33 kids. Interesting number, by the way, 33 kids. Well, come to find out, these children were not homeless. But the intense interest by Hillary Clinton and by Huma Abedin and by the Clinton Foundation, and see at the epicenter of this is the Clinton Foundation. There's money. There's this is big business. You've got Middle Eastern interests out there who are purchasing children. Like it or not, believe it or not, I don't care. I mean, it is what it is. And here we are just a couple of days before we're going to elect the next president of the United States. And you've got Christians out there who really can't decide or really have to vote, or you can't vote their conscience or can't vote for Trump because of their conscious objections to Donald Trump. Well, you know what? So you're going to vote for Hillary, ultimately, because no matter what you do, if you don't vote for Trump, you're going to vote for Hillary. It's by default. It's the cards we've been dealt with, the system that we have. Like it or not, that's what you're going to do. So you're going to justify in your twisted, warped, self-professed Christian mind. That's exactly what you're going to do. Is that what I'm hearing you say? All right, well, then expect the air over your city to be even dirtier, and expect this stuff just to even get worse, and expect our rights to be even tailored even more. We have a guest, Doc Marquis, on It's a God Things production.
777.com. Yeah, It's a God Thing production, 777.com. Doc Marquis's been a guest on our show frequently in the past, and it's great to have you back, Doc.
Thank you, Joe. How have you and your father been?
Busy. You know, this political atmosphere, you know, the elections, all this news that's been coming out over the last 30 days, the WikiLeaks revelation, there's a whole lot going on here, and there is a lot of corruption being put forth into the public eye. Yeah, revealed, really. And it seems like each day that goes by, the information gets more intense. And it's a good thing that it's happening during this election cycle, because you have a lot of people that are paying attention that normally wouldn't be so engaged in a regular news cycle. And with, you know, with the timing of this, we're seeing millions upon millions of people learning about the depths of darkness that is going on inside Washington, especially inside the Hillary Clinton campaign. And today we obviously got the revelations of more darkness and occult practices and rituals going on inside the inner circles of this Clinton campaign, things that tie back to ancient Babylon right up into today.
Well, of course, and I'd be surprised if Christians were really shocked about what's going on, because what we want, among other things, we would have to contend with spiritual wickedness in high places. We were warned about these things.
Yes.
We would have to face such matters. And the reason these matters are going on, and God forgive me for being blatant here, but we were warned in Revelation chapter 3 about the seven churches known as Laodicea. Most born-again Christians during our period of time, Laodicea, will not commit one way to the other. They're neither hot nor cold. And because of that, Christ himself says, I will spit them out of my mouth. That's because they're fence walkers. They won't go left. They won't go right. They'll just, you know, walk straight down the middle. You can't work with material like that. You've got to be on fire for one side or the other. You know, Scripture tells us you've got to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And yet, when I see what had happened today with the revelation that Hillary Clinton or the Clintons or Podesta or certain other people could be, maybe, according to what these emails are saying, are involved in occult practices, I'm not shocked. I am not shocked at all. What the only thing that shocked me is that someone was actually able to find out that this was in the emails. Haven't I said in the past how many times what the people were really involved in?
Absolutely.
And yet,
I mean, we've seen Hillary, in her own words, talk about sacrificing a chicken to Moloch in her backyard. We've seen the ties, we know the rampant pro-abortion. I mean, all this ties to a deeper spiritual meaning.
Yes, because their spiritual ties is not with God, at least not the God of the Bible that you and I worship. Now, your dad and I, we had spoke about some of these things a number of hours ago. And when I was going through these emails and checking them very carefully, and I was comparing the way they were written and everything to make sure that there was nothing, shall we say, in the structure of the email that says it was a forgery or anything. Right now, I have got nothing other, you know, proof otherwise than to say, you know, as far as I can tell, this is spot on. This email is, as, you know, when I compare it, is the same as the others as far as structure and everything. So as far as I can tell, this is a genuine email. It's not something that's forged or something from Russia, shall we say. I still can't believe that one. But what did catch my attention immediately, of course, was when we were talking about spirit cooking. Now, that is a proper term, and the ingredients that was mentioned in that particular email, they are proper. Those would be the correct ingredients for this type of a very closed circle ritual. It wouldn't be a ritual that you would put high up there. No, this is really just a very intimate type of ritual between friends. It would be almost like a small coven gathering. Contrary to popular belief, you don't need 13 people to form a coven. No, so long as you have three, you can have a proper coven. And I looked at the what was being used. The terms are right. The alchemy is right within this. And when I was going through all this stuff, it reminded me of something very familiar in the past. And that was the Franklin cover-up. You remember that, Doug, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and folks, pay attention to this because this is critically important. Yes, the Franklin
cover-up. Right,
cover
now,
up.
The Franklin cover-up, for those people who don't know about this, and to refresh my memory, it's been about 30 years now since the Franklin cover-up. It was a pedophilia ring that was going on between Washington, D.C., and Boys Town in Nebraska. They were flying boys from Boys Town. They would take them out of Boys Town, put them on a plane, and fly them back and forth to Washington for acts of pedophilia. Now, this is where it gets very heartbreaking and dangerous and occultic, because you see, and Doug, Joe, you both know my background in the Illuminati and all this, and I would think a number of your audience listening members, a number of them must know about my background by now also. And what really scares me here, and very few things ever scare me anymore, not after what I've seen, is that we could see, I think this there could be a revival or a resurgence of what went on during the Franklin cover-up, because you see, in the occult world, not only are sex rings very, very lucrative money, but unfortunately, a lot of these kids will be sacrificed to Lucifer on film. Those films are known as snuff films, and folks, I hate to put it to you this way. Forgive me if I sound heartless here, but those snuff films can get the person who's selling it, you know, in the Illuminati and certain other occult groups, they could get you an easy $50,000. You know?
I've seen that on the dark net, yeah, or the dark web, yeah. Yep.
You know, I mean, if it's a genuine sacrifice, oh, yeah. $50,000 easy. They can go over $100,000. And let's face it, that's more than what most middle Americans make in a year. And I see so many connections here between this and the Franklin cover-up. I mean, let's think about this for a second, everyone. The Franklin cover-up involved a secret sex ring that was going on between Washington, D.C. and Boys Town. And it was the Honorable Senator John DeCamp who broke this story, and also who's helping him unveil the truth behind this was Dr. Ted L. Gunderson, who had retired as the senior director of the Los Angeles Department of the FBI before he retired. And sadly enough, the man passed away about 5-6 years ago now. I've known Ted for 25 years of my life. I've worked a number of cases with him that involved the occult and so on and so forth. And I remember when he was first sending me files and files and files about what they were discovering about the Franklin cover-up. And so here we have, and let's look at some of the players here right now. John Podesta. Well, let's face it. He likes his kids young, to put it politely. And we know that by extension, when the Franklin cover-up was going on, it was alleged, and I will choose my words carefully here for the sake of your show, it was alleged that the Bush family and possibly the Clinton families were involved in this. Am I correct so far?
You know, on June 29th, 1989, on the cover of the above-the-fold Washington Times, homosexual prostitution inquiry ensnares VIPs with Reagan and Bush. Callboys took midnight tour of White House. You know, and again, you're going to have people, I'm sure the left or the progressives, you know, gleefully reported on this. But you know, here we have BuzzFeed and other places saying, "Oh, you know what you're talking about. This is just a conspiracy theory that gained legs because of, you know, some BS." No. So what you're talking about is correct. I don't want to get too far off, and I apologize. It reached Larry King, who was associated with the Franklin Savings and Loan in Omaha, Nebraska, using supplies, if you will, from boys down in Omaha, and putting them on planes and sending them out to D.C., New York. And there's so many aspects, so many tentacles to this story. It's sad. It really is.
And how many of those boys have told the same story? How they were absconded from Boys Town, put on these planes, and flown to Washington, D.C. for those very acts.
Yeah, but to no avail. I mean, they were the, see, in this case, and Doc, you know this, and the federal prosecutors made them out to appear less than credible. And I'm going to say one thing, too, because if you watch television show Criminal Minds, which gets into criminal behavioral analysis, they go to great lengths to discredit repressed memories, okay, from satanic ritual abuse. Now, some memories are manufactured, I understand that, however, not these. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Understand what's going on. Go ahead, Doc. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. Well, as it says, let's revisit some of the players in this. Again, John Podesta has now been estranged from his wife, Huma Abedin, because of his pedophilia. Isn't that true?
Yeah, Anthony Weiner, the husband of
yeah.
Huma Abedin.
Weiner. That's
and
right.
And he's in a sex rehab right now.
He's riding a horse right now. Seriously.
Yeah. And, folks, that's what this involves. Another pedophilia ring. Trust me, folks, if you really think you can trust Huma Abedin in any of this, you really are delusional. I have more information on her true background than most people could shake a stick at. I mean, this lady and her family are solid, what you would call jihadist sympathizers. I mean, but we'll say that later. Because I'll just say this. Remember, in a lot of Muslim families, and this fits with the pedophilia mentality, in a lot of Muslim families, you're just so much property. The husband can actually kill, remember, let's not forget, the daughters, the wives, any of the kids, if he thinks that they've disgraced him or dishonored him. Just remember, this is the mindset of those people. And here we have Huma Abedin's husband now, who's been caught. I know so much about Huma, and if anyone thinks Bill and Hillary are Snow White, you really are delusional. I mean, come on, folks. There are at least 25 major events that any one of them would get Doug, Joe, or myself thrown in prison. Any one of them. Thrown in on federal prison just like that, and they throw away the key. Yeah, I've got at least 25 documented cases, and they haven't been touched. Now, folks, come on. Common sense tells us something's wrong here, and people actually want to support them and put them back into the White House? Folks, Doug and I were old enough to remember the disaster that it was when they were in for the first place. And let's not forget, Bill, and this is fact, ladies and gentlemen, was facing impeachment charges because of sex again. Folks, all these things are tying together again. They're adding up and coming out to the same equation. Now, whether or not you want to say there's an occult spin to this, you don't have to. Just remember right now, pedophilia is a crime. Not just, you know, by the law of the land, but by the laws of God and morally and ethically.
That's right.
You really want to vote in those type of people? Now, folks, I'll be honest. I've told this, I can't even tell you, as a Christian ministry, how many calls I have received just on Donald Trump alone. And I tell the people, okay, you don't want to vote Clinton in. Okay. Well, I don't want Trump either. Well, guess what? I can't vote in a perfect president because there's no such person. There's no such thing as a perfect person unless you talk of Jesus Christ. What I'm looking for this time around, and this makes so much sense, we don't need a politician. We need a businessman to fix the financial problems here in America to begin with. Finances don't involve politicians. They don't work in real life with billions of dollars. Trump has. I wouldn't trust any of those politicians to try to build anything with Lego blocks. And yet, Donald Trump, with his real-life experience, has built skyscrapers. I think if Donald Trump says he can build a wall, he'd be the only person alive, I would believe, who could pull it off. Now, I could wrap it on and on and on, you know, but the point is, ladies and gentlemen, if you think you're going to vote in a perfect person, a perfect president, you might as well walk away from the voting booth now, because there's no such thing. Donald Trump is anything but perfect. Donald Trump is not and never has been controlled by the Illuminati or any other group. That much I can definitely tell you. He's not part of any inner circles that he isn't.
And you would know, right? I mean, Doc,
back then I would have. Donald Trump was never mentioned as any member. No. Okay. You know, because. Remember, I was a seventh-generation Illuminati. With seventh generation. My family goes back to 1789 and all this. And when I was going through the ranks of the Illuminati, I was also learning over 200 years worth of Illuminati history. You know, who did what? Who did what? Where? When? How? The names, the dates, the places, exactly what they did, the events, all of it. I knew more than most people alive in the Illuminati during that day and age, and I knew more than probably any member who ever sat on the Council of 13 back then. Right. And I am telling you, folks, never once was Donald Trump ever brought up. I know certain other people were. This is how I know who to watch out for, because they're still involved.
And that's why, folks, that's why we have Doc Marquis on our show to talk exactly about this. We're about a minute away from the bottom of the hour break. So Doc, I mean, yeah, we're not going to be electing, even in the form of Donald Trump, certainly a perfect person. There's no such perfect person that exists. You know, however, we do know what we have with the Clintons, and you get one, you get the other. It's buy one, get one, apparently. That's what you're seeing, right?
Right. And I'll tell you after the break what I honestly think God is up to here.
Oh. You know,
And then you tell me what you honestly think. I think you're going to find this interesting.
All right. And that's, okay, really important information. In 45 seconds, you want to give a plug to your DVDs and website, sir?
Oh, my goodness. 45 seconds. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see any of my DVDs, what we've got and all this, you can go to my website at www. Now, this is all going to be lowercase, no apostrophes. www.itsagodthingproductions, that's with an S, it's a God Thing Productions, 777.com, or you can call me anytime after 12 o'clock because I'm finished the ministry morning work at that point. Just call me at 402-228-9476, or you can send me an email at docmarquis777@yahoo.com.
All right. Perfect timing, actually. Folks, we're talking with Doc Marquis here. We're going to pick up with him on the other side. What God is doing with all of this, that's a great question, and that needs to be addressed. Doc Marquis is our guest this hour. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us. Folks, you can go to HagmanReport.com, click on the couple of videos there I did earlier today, InfoWars. It was on Wednesday and on today. Must say, folks, that this news is breaking hard. It's breaking fast. We have to be ahead of it. We're going to be right back with Doc Marquis here where we're at.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, to this Friday edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. This hour we are joined with Doc Marquis. He's going to take us through the end of the broadcast. His website, it's a God Thing Production, 777.com, and we are talking about the occult and satanic nature of the latest WikiLeaks revelation that many people are writing off as an internet conspiracy hoax. The Washington Times, I believe, put out a story today about The Washington Post put out a story. No, John Podesta did not drink bloody fluids at a secret satanic ritual and did a whole page on why this is just a conspiracy theory drawn up by the internet trying to make Hillary Clinton look bad. And it's a terrible attempt at trying to cover the truth.
I'm glad you brought that up, but there's espionage in here. There's state secrets in here. Why not focus on that? Of course we're focused on that. We've talked about that this week. It's not that we're going immediately to the most salacious stuff, but we have to talk about it all. Whether it's treason, sedition, espionage, whether it's other criminal violations, or whether it's perversion. I think it all speaks to the same. And you know, this perversion has been going on so long, Doc Marquis referenced, and I thought it was, I never thought of until I spoke with him today, the Franklin cover-up, that didn't occur to me in my mind when I didn't make that connection until we spoke, and then I thought, wow, you know, this is an extension or a revival thereof, or a continuation thereof. And it makes perfect sense. And, you know, back then, well, how did the media treat that? Now, 30 years hence, they're saying, well, you know, it might have been there. And what about Sandusky in Penn State? You heard Russ Dizdar earlier talking about that. Of course, you know, you don't hear half of what has gone on there because everyone wants to keep it hush-hush. But, Doc, before the break, you were saying, you know, you're saying, yeah, I got a feeling. I know what God's got planned. Maybe God's got something planned here. And go ahead and take it away, my friend.
Okay. One or two people are going to win this race. Either Hillary Clinton, God help us all at that point, or Donald Trump. Now, let's hope it's Donald Trump. And I say this for a good reason, for quite a number of reasons. You see, we know, according to the scriptures, God promised that towards the end time, he would raise a remnant who would make a last stand for him. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the way things are going right now, let's think about this for a second. I don't know about anyone else, but for at least the last good 5-6 years, there's been something in the air, something almost tangible, something you know that is coming, but you don't know what it is. But whatever it's going to be, it's going to be something major. And I think about this, and I look at what's going on in the world, that, let's be honest, the world has gone to hell in a handbasket, and it's going quickly. I have lived long enough to see moral decay on a level I never thought that was possible. And yet, when we look at the scriptures, we find out that these things we see going on right now have to happen if the prophecies are going to come true. One quick example, Revelation 18:23b tells us that the entire earth, all nations of the world, are going to be handed over to the Antichrist through the occult. Now, it said all nations, not some or just this one. No, it said all nations. So if all the nations of the world are going to be handed over to the Antichrist through the occult, that means right now we have to see a resurgence in the major occult religions greater now than all of recorded history if that prophecy is going to come to pass. And we see it happening right now. So keeping all these prophecies and other things in mind, especially with the end times and how God said he is going to build up a remnant so that we can make one last stand. Well, if Donald Trump becomes a president, that means we are going to be free of all of the nonsense, all of the occult practices, all of the pedophilia, all of the corruption and everything in the White House for at least 4 to 8 years. Now, that means for the Christian, we are going to get a 4 to 8 year reprieval from all that evil so that we have now a window of opportunity to stand up as Christians like we've never been able to do before and really witness to the people out there and get as many saved as possible, because I guarantee you, if it's Donald Trump and he becomes a president, once those 4 to 8 years are over with, we are going to see persecution beginning in America. Now, we've seen Christian persecution going around the world now on numbers that's never happened before. Now, we live in a nice little comfy society where, for the most part, the laws of the land can still protect us, sort of. But how much more is that going to change once Donald Trump, if Lord willing, he becomes president and serves 4 to 8 years faithfully as he says he will? Just how bad do you really think it's going to get once you remove that type of, shall we say, good versus evil out?
Well,
yeah,
okay.
I think this is going to be the time when we'll be able to make that last stand. Because after that, I think we're really in for serious trials and tribulation. I mean, just look at what Barack Obama has done. Of all the refugees he's brought in from Syria and other places, do you know only 0.5% are Christian?
Oh, yeah.
The others were Muslim. Half of a percent.
That's right.
I mean, folks, That is criminal, to say the least. And yet, you know, you don't hear the media reporting this because they're all in on it. Not necessarily the people, but the people who pull the strings.
Right. Exactly.
And that would be the editors who are in control, who are following the orders of the owners. And we know those owners are people in the Illuminati. I know it for a fact. I know the history of this too well. I saw it in my days.
Doc, from your perspective, to what end here? Because, you know, you hear all the talking points of the talking heads. Well, you know, you bring these people in, they're going to register Democrat and vote Democratic. Yeah, I understand that, okay? I mean, or just plain vote, you know, without ID for the Democrats. But there's something more here than just the changing the voting demographic. What else is there with this?
With what in particular?
Well, with the with bringing in all of these refugees, or not refugees, but this alien invasion. It's obviously it's to change the demographic of our.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right, Doug. You're right. This is being done because after Barack Obama retires, in my humble opinion, I believe, A, he's going to retire to some Muslim nation. He might stay in Washington, D.C., or certain areas for a season. But my opinion, everything says he's a Muslim.
Right.
And I think he's doing what he's been doing all along these last 8 years because of his faith. And because he's trying to please those leaders in the Muslim world, so that when he does retire, he's going to retire like a prince when once he decides to move into one of the Muslim nations and receive, supposedly, his just rewards for holding on to the faith and promoting the Muslim faith. As I said, let's consider the numbers. 0.5% are Christians. 99.5% are not. Who are the people that are dying and being persecuted over there?
Christians.
Yeah. It certainly isn't the heart of Krishnas.
Yeah.
It's anyone who dares follow Jesus Christ.
Yes.
When we hear all these Muslim holidays, Ramadan and all the others, well, Barack Obama is using the pulpit of the White House to promote it, to celebrate it, to say, oh, I wish you the best on Ramadan. I don't hear him lauding Christianity.
That's right.
Noticed Barack Obama, and he can say, well, I wasn't raised Muslim or anything, yet this guy can speak in the Muslim tongue like no one's business.
Yes. You can hear it in his inflection. Yeah.
And you know, it's still children to this day. Do you know if you drive into Kenya, you know how it says, you know, welcome to this place, welcome to that place, and that one will say, like, welcome to Kenya. And it continues on. I've got the photos to prove this. It says, welcome to Kenya, home of Barack Obama.
Yeah, well, to the non-believer out there, well, that's just, you know, in honor. It's really meaningless. Ah.
No, I've never seen any other sign that says, you know, home of Ronald Reagan. I mean, like in Russia or in Great Britain or in Australia.
Yeah, well, you'll get out enough, Doc. No, I'm kidding. You're right.
You know, and there's so many other things that I could easily, you know, add up, and folks. Those aren't Christian things. They're Muslim, but they're certainly not Christian. And God help those people who are trying to follow the Chrislam movement. Oh, yeah, we can marry the Islam faith with Christianity. Are you out of your mind? Have any of you ever read, and I've got a copy in my library to this very day, I've read it all, the Quran? My goodness, people, I started reading the Quran over 25 years ago. I have the holy books of just about every single major religion you can come up with. And I've read every single one of them. And I've never seen anything quite like The Crown and the Select, because it allows you to murder in the name of God in some of the most despicable ways I have ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
And all these things are being done to upset the apple cart, if you would, in America. You see, this is no accident. These are contrived occurrences, everyone. And one of the reasons is to take away the effectiveness of Christianity in America. It has to be done because this is the bastion of Christianity worldwide. We have freedoms here like no other place. And when you think about, ladies and gentlemen, let's put this on a military mentality for a second. Whenever you're fighting a war, and we are in a spiritual war, you have to have a headquarters to operate out of. And America is our spiritual headquarters, because it's from America that we've been able to go out and evangelize and preach the gospel like no one's business. And after, you know, we're done fighting whatever pitch battle it is, well, we return back to headquarters to revive ourselves and to recuperate. Well, that's why they come back to America. This is the headquarters. And then once, you know, they've got their, they've resupplied, they've revived themselves, they've replenished, then they can get back out in the battlefield again. This is why America is such a threat to the enemy. Because this really is the bastion for Christianity, the headquarters for the spiritual battle. Now, some people would say, well, that has to be Jerusalem. No, not necessarily. Just because the Lord was born there does not mean that's the headquarters. No. We are living in a different time, a different age. Christianity has been around for almost 2,000 years now. And like any other army, headquarters can be moved if necessary. And for over 240 years now, the headquarters has been firmly entrenched in America. Now, of course, the enemy has snuck in because we've allowed it to happen. That's our fault. Right. That's no one else's. If we were as spiritual and sold out for God as we all like to proclaim we are, well, then none of those other things would have happened.
That's
true. You know, Christianity is failing because we don't want to get out there and get our hands dirty.
We haven't stepped up. We have not. We have not been. We have not stood in the gap. We have not occupied. In my view, anyway.
You're right. And who else but Christians have the power and authority to do such things? It wasn't given to anyone else. The Lord gave it to us, His kids.
Right.
So we've got to stop acting like spoiled brats and get out there like the warriors were supposed to be. Now, I know it's going to be scary. I know it's going to make you nervous. I know these are going to be things you don't want to do. Ladies and gentlemen, I was there, been there, done that. I mean, my first couple of years of Christianity, my goodness, I can't even tell you. When I went door-to-door witnessing, I can't tell you how many times I've had doors slammed in my face. You know, trust me, after the first couple of hundred, you get used to it. You know, afterwards, it's easy.
Yeah.
I mean, I was talking to a lady who was seeking some counseling the other day. You know, as you well know, this is a ministry, and I think, Doug and Joe, you both know, I have my degrees in medicine, sociology, and psychology.
Yeah.
And I was counseling this one lady the other day how, you know, how she doesn't really want to go out there. She's so afraid to witness. And we sat down. We had a nice long chat about it. And by the time we were done, I mean, she was laughing her head off. And, yeah, she says, well, the next person's all mine. I don't care who they are. I'm going to start witnessing. I says, there you go. And I says, let me tell you, if they reject you just like that, just remember, Christ was rejected first.
That's right.
Yeah.
We have to, yeah, you know, we have to do, and thank you for bringing that up, because a lot of what we can do, I mean, people say, well, what can we do? Well, that's one thing, you know, and indeed, I mean, that's a very important thing as well.
How about praying? Everyone can pray.
Yep, yep.
I mean, think of the miracles that people can call down from heaven if they just put their faith behind it.
That's right.
You know, and when I see what's going on, what I believe, is a continuation of the Franklin cover-up. I think we're going to see, unless Donald Trump get in, I honestly believe this is just going to escalate, because we know right now it's possible. Now, this is only possible that there could be two indictments coming down on Hillary Clinton's head, and high time, in my opinion. Well, she could walk in as a president. Do you really think anyone would risk their political careers, let alone their life, to stand up against her at that point?
Not at that point, no. I think, no.
Let's look at the people right now who have been helping Clinton behind the scenes, and they're being caught, and they're either being killed or, shall we say, put into different positions where you never hear from them again.
Yeah, that's another conspiracy theory, you know. Yeah.
It's not a theory. These people are dead, for goodness sakes. There's no theory about that.
No, Doc, you're so doggone gullible. No, you know, I'm sorry. I'm kidding around.
I use my medical background to declare that body is dead. No one's home. What do I know? I only have my medical degree.
Yeah. Yeah, the evidence that is before us is staggering, and it amazes me how people, including Christians, don't want to face the evidence. And you know what? We might get one or two things wrong here or there, but the bulk of it is true. And even if 10% of it is true, not that I'm not saying anything, but I mean, except to say, even if a small percentage of it is true, it's not only indictable. It's not only horrible. It's indictable. It's criminal. So you're absolutely right.
And
yeah.
Those people who can't even accept the fact for what they are, it's those people who enter into a state known as cognitive dissonance.
Right.
Their mind cannot accept the fact that their little golden goddess, Hillary Clinton, could possibly be guilty of anything, so they subconsciously enter into a state of self-denial to where the evidence, no matter how much there is automatically rejected.
That's right.
That's what cognitive dissonance is. I mean, it's a form of worship in this case, as it says, with their little golden goddess. Oh, Hillary can't do anything wrong. You know what amazes me? And just to give you an example of how powerful cognitive dissonance is, we know ever since the Whitewater Gate and everything else that Hillary and Bill have been behind, they are guilty of more acts, illegal acts, than you and I would actually be able to count. And yet, those people voting for them right now are going to say, oh, that never happened, that never happened. Why? Because of cognitive dissonance.
That's right.
That's how powerful that can be if the people allow it to happen to them. You know, instead of going by the facts, they're just going to deny everything, no matter how varied or how much the evidence is.
You got that right, my friend. Well, in the few minutes we have left, Doc, I want to give you a full opportunity to tell people what you've been up to, what you are up to, and also to make sure people know how to get your DVDs. And for the newcomers, for the new listeners, because it's been a while since we've had you on, which DVDs or what, you know, what would you recommend to those?
Okay, right now there's one DVD I would recommend, because on the 18th I'm going to be back doing your show, and we are going to be covering something on a particular DVD. It's called "There Were Giants in the Earth." Now, I spoke to Joe about this. I said, you and your son can watch up to section 7. You cannot go beyond that. The reason is, I want to hear your live reaction when we first start playing section 8. And then I want you to tell me what it is.
Okay.
I am not kidding. I showed, it was the beginning of this year, when I first put the finishing touches on There Were Giants in the Earth and two other DVDs, How Close Are We In, Part 2 to Illuminati Gods at the Olympic Games. I had one lady preview There Were Giants in the Earth. And when she got to that one section, and I'm sitting here listening to her on the phone, and she saw what it was for the third time, I could hear she almost fell out of her chair when she screamed.
Okay.
True story. And she goes, no. No, that can't. And I'm going, yes. I want to hear your own reaction. I want you to tell me what it is. Because I tell you this much, something like this has never, ever been captured on film, ever. I've seen things like this on YouTube and other places, and I can tell you exactly why they're phony. I can show you why they were photoshopped. This stuff was so hardcore, I had it sent out and certified to be genuine. Not once, but twice. Just in case.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
No, I can't wait. No, this is going to be good.
You know, and they went all the way down and used infrared to check the pixelation to make sure nothing has been altered. And I've got both certificates in my possession.
All right. So that DVD, tell us again where people can order it in preparation for the show.
Oh, yeah. They can order it if they go to my website at www.itsagodthingproductions777.com. Or just give me a call if you have problems. The number would be 402-228-9476. Call me after 12 because I've got ministry work I always have to take care of in the morning, and a lot of times I have to go out to take care of it. So if you call after 12, call between 12 to 6 o'clock. I can guarantee you'll get me one way or the other at that point.
It's central time, right?
Yes, central time. Or if you can't reach me that way, just send me an email. Put your phone number in it. I will get you back. You know, I'll call you back up. Write to me at docmarquee777@yahoo.com.
Fantastic.
Or you can find me on Facebook.
Hey, there we go. You're doing the Facebook thing. I like that. We're on Facebook. Yep. All right, good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my brother.
I just had them put up my, a public profile page, I think is what it's called.
Yes.
Yeah, so I just had one.
Yeah. Cool. All right. We'll look for you on there. On social networking as well, it's a God Thing Productions, 777.com, Doc Marquee. Until next time, God bless you, my friend. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise tonight, walking us through what we've been seeing.
Always my pleasure.
Today.
Thanks,
right.
Doc.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, you're quite welcome. God keep you both now.
Amen.
God bless you.
Go ahead, Joe.
I know we've been talking about the Clinton email scandal, but just want to give people a heads up on this. There's an executive order signed today, and I'll have something on the website tomorrow morning about this. Advancing the global health security agenda to achieve a world safe and secure from infectious diseases and threats. This is part of the Global Health Initiative that is under the Global Health Security Agenda, tied into the World Health Organization, the UN, and Interpol and other agencies to fight against biological threats. And it's a very... it's a huge step in the health security agenda, and there'll be more on this on HagmanReport.com tomorrow morning.
Catch us on the Dave Hodges program Sunday night, all 3 hours. It's all 3 hours with Steve Quayle as we talk about the elections, as we have a special program for the elections. Next week, we're going to have special programming for the elections. Tomorrow, we're considering, depending on the information we receive during the night, tonight, in the morning, it's very possible we could take to the airwaves tomorrow, not video, but merely audio. And that's, so keep that in the back of your mind. But watch HagmanReport.com for information on that or any of our social networking. Caravan to Midnight, I was on there as well today. That's should be playing tonight. Episode 637, I believe, is the number. And of course, InfoWars earlier today, but a full boat. But folks, the question is too: why haven't these people been arrested yet? Hey, the level of depravity and evil runs so deep, has been ingrained so long. You think it's going to change overnight? Just saying.
Until next time, stay safe, God bless, and keep checking our website for news and for potential broadcasts over the weekend, as well as my father said, the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges on Sunday night right here on Global Star Radio Network with Dave Hodges and Steve Quayle. That's going to be a fantastic show. Now check Dave Hodges' website. He's got a couple of interesting stories up there. Also, thecommonsenseshow.com. Until next time, God bless and stay safe.